God looks at the world and he sees it as lost.
神看到这个世界是一个迷失的世界。
Lifeless.
没有生命。
And stolen from.
也被盗走。
But God doesn't just see, he also loves.
但是神不只是看着这个世界，他也爱这个世界。
And God's love acts.
神他爱我们，他就行动。
And those acts of God's love show up in Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday.
我们在这个星期五的受难纪念和周日的复活纪念当中，都能看到神用他的行为来爱我们，显示他的爱。
So let's begin the message this morning by prayer, asking God to help us see.
我们来先祷告，求神帮助我们。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵。
Please open our eyes to see as you see.
求你看我们的眼，让我们看到你所看见的。
Help us to see the world as you see.
让我们看到你所看到的这个世界。
Help us to see ourselves as you see.
求你帮助我们来认识我们自己。
And most of all, Holy Spirit, help us to see the resurrected Jesus as he really is.
主的圣灵啊，特别重要的是求你来帮助我们认识这个复活的耶稣基督。
And so we pray to you, Lord God, through the name of Jesus, and thank you that you hear us.
主啊，我们是借着耶稣基督的名来向你祈求，谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Amen. If you would turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 9.
请大家打开圣经路加福音第九章。
We will not be going through the entire chapter, but we'll almost be following the story, and I'll be asking you to look at specific verses.
我们不会整章都看，但是我们会按照事情发生的顺序来看，选看一些经文。
We'll begin with Luke chapter 9, verse 1.
我们先看九章第一节。
One day Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to cast out demons and to heal all diseases.
耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒，给他们能力权柄，去制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病。
He really tells them then not to take anything else with them, but go out to carry the life of God and good news to others.
神跟他们说，你们别的都不要带，只要带上神给他们的生命和神给他们的福音。
And when they return, verse 6 says,
他们回来的时候，第六节说,
they began their circuit of the villages, preaching the good news and healing the sick.
门徒就出去，走遍各乡，宣传福音，到处治病。
These disciples had never done anything like this before.
这些事情门徒以前从来没有做过。
They had been able to go out in Jesus' name.
他们现在能够奉耶稣的名出去。
They were ones who had received life from God.
他们是从耶稣那里得到了新的生命。
And now they're taking this good news to others.
他们现在要把这个好消息带给其他人。
They also have the life, his healing life, to give in his name.
他们都有耶稣基督医治的能力去给世人。
They have Christ's confidence.
他们有从耶稣那里来的信心。
We see Jesus glorified through these disciples.
我们看到借着这些门徒，耶稣得到荣耀。
Wouldn't you like to be used by God in this way?
那么你也想这样被神使用吗？
Sometimes I really would like to do that. I'd like to have God work through me to bring life to others.
有的时候我真的希望自己也能这样，希望神能够借着我将他的生命带给其他人。
But I am so aware of my own sin and weakness and failures.
可是我又非常清楚我身上的软弱，我的弱点，我的失败。
Could God really use someone like me?
像我这样的一个人，神也能用吗？
Let's see what happens with the disciples.
我们来看看这些门徒身上发生了什么事情。
Go down to Luke chapter 9, verse 33.
我们来看第九章的三十三节。
You may be familiar with this story.
这个故事我们可能都比较熟。
Jesus has taken Peter, look at verse 28.
在28节我们看到耶稣带了彼得。
He has taken Peter and John and James and gone up on a mountaintop to pray.
他带了彼得、约翰和雅各上山去祷告。
And while he's praying, he is glorified in front of them.
当他祷告的时候，他的荣耀就在他们眼前显现出来。
Moses and Elijah come from heaven, and the three glorified ones are talking together.
摩西和以利亚从天空下来，他们三人在一起交谈。
But look at verse 33.
但是我们再来看33节。
As Moses and Elijah were starting to leave, Peter, and notice this phrase, not even knowing what he was saying, blurted out, Master, it's wonderful for us to be here. Let's make three shelters as memorials, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
当这个摩西和李亚正要走的时候，彼得说话了。大家注意看红色部分，他甚至都不知道自己在说什么。彼得说，夫子，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
Peter's answer to the situation was wrong.
这个时候彼得所说的话是错的。
He had the wrong perspective. He had weak theology.
他的观点是错的，他的神学观点是软弱的。
He had a limited perspective on what was happening there on top of the mountain.
在山上所发生的一切，彼得所看见的是有限的。
Peter actually believed that the kingdom of God in full was coming at that moment.
彼得以为神的天国在那个时候就要降临下来。
He thinks it's time to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles that they did every year as Jewish people.
他以为在那个时候就是要庆祝犹太人当时每年庆祝的祝棚节。
He thinks it's the second coming of Christ.
以为这就是耶稣的第二次来临。
He has his timing all mixed up.
他的时间全都弄混淆了。
This is the same Peter who had said to Jesus, "You are Christ, the Son of the Living God."
然而就是这样一个彼得，他在不久之前还对耶稣说，你是基督，是神的儿子。
He had given a right answer, but now he gives a wrong answer.
那个时候他说的是对的，但是这个时候他说错了。
These are the kind of people Jesus uses.
这样的人就是耶稣所用的人。
People who do not always get 100 on the Bible quiz.
我们可能在圣经考试时候不会得满分。
But look at further down in the passage.
我们再接着往下看。
When they come down from the mountain,
他们下山了以后,
they meet a father who has brought his child to the other disciples, because only three went on the mountain. There were nine there with at the bottom of the mountain.
其中有一个啊，刚刚见了其他门徒的父亲。
And if you look in verse 40, look at what the father says.
我们看四十节。
I begged your disciples to cast out the spirit, but they could not do it.
这个父亲说，我求你的门徒把鬼赶出去，可是他们不能。
Now these were the same disciples who just 8 days before had successful dynamic ministry and healed people.
就是同样的这些门徒，八天以前他们还成功的医治疾病、赶鬼。
But now we see them failing to get results.
可是这个时候他们又跌倒了，又失败了。
They are lacking power.
他们没有能力。
And Jesus has to step in and deal with the situation.
所以耶稣不得不来啊，解决这个问题。
These are the kind of people Jesus is using.
耶稣用的就是这样的人。
People who are cannot get results in their ministries.
就是他们在服事当中没有果效。
Well, let's continue in the story.
我们再往下看。
If you go down to verse 46,
我们看四十六节。
It says, Then his disciples began arguing about which of them was the greatest.
门徒中间起了争论，说谁最大。
What do we see here?
我们看到什么呢？
They are filled with pride.
他们心里骄傲自大。
Competition.
有竞争。
Conflict.
有冲突。
The totally wrong motivation for people in leadership.
他们对于领袖的这个概念完全错了。
They should be working together in unity.
他们应当是合一的同工。
Instead, they're arguing and fighting.
结果却是他们在互相争论、争执。
I'm glad that never happens in the church today.
我很高兴这个事情 是不是在今天教会从来不发生呢？
You should laugh. Because we all know it does happen today.
Yeah, 我们知道其实这个在教会一直都有。
It's okay to laugh in church.
对，教会是可以笑的。
These are the people Jesus is going to use.
就是这样的人，耶稣基督要用。
People who argue and fight and want to be number one.
就是这些啊，争执、争斗、想要做大的人。
The story continues.
好，我们再往下看。
Go to verse 54.
看54节。
Tell you what had happened here. They're moving from the Sea of Galilee area down to Jerusalem, where Jesus will be arrested and crucified.
他们是从加利利海来到这边啊，耶稣很快就要被捕。
Verse 51 begins to talk about as they're traveling, they come through a village of the Samaritans.
谈到他们在路上经过一个撒玛利亚人的村庄。
And verse 53 says that the people did not receive Jesus and the disciples.
53节说那里的人不接待耶稣和他的门徒。
They had failed in that what's really famous Middle Eastern hospitality.
他们 那里的人真的没有显示出、那个中东人引以为豪的热情好客。
They had not taken in these guests and fed them and cared for them.
那些撒玛利亚人没有接待这些客人，没有给他们吃的。
So what are the response of James and John, two of the disciples?
那这种情况下，雅各和约翰有什么反应呢？
It's there in verse 54.
我们看54节。
They're thinking that they should act like Elijah.
他们觉得他们应该像以利亚做的那样。
Elijah who called down the fire to burn up the sacrifices.
以利亚叫火从天上降下来，把这些村庄都烧掉。
And James and John saw this, they said to Jesus, Lord,Should we call down fire from heaven to burn them up?
所以雅各和约翰就说，主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，把他们烧灭，像以利亚做的那样吗？
And Jesus says in verse 55, he turned and he rebuked them.
55节，耶稣转身责备他的门徒说。
Are these the kind of people that Jesus uses?
耶稣用的就是这样的人吗？
People who abuse their power,
这些人滥用他们的权柄。
People who are trying to take their relationship with Jesus and use it to judge and condemn others,
这些人滥用他们和耶稣的关系却用来论断他人。
Are they having such little grace and mercy?
他们的信心和他们的怜悯是这么少吗？
After being with Jesus for 3 years,They have become those who judge rather than those who love by giving the benefit of the doubt.
他们跟随了耶稣三年，但他们这里所做的却是论断而不是爱。
Are these the kind of people Jesus uses?
耶稣用的是这样的人吗？
Now, think about what you've just seen.
我们再回顾一下我们刚才所读的。
Every one of these situations that we've talked about occurs within about a 2-week period.
我们刚才讲的这一系列事情发生在两周之内。
They have failed their Bible test.
他们的圣经考试不及格。
They have failed the ability to heal others test.
他们没有能够医治其他人的疾病。
They have failed in terms of their pride and conflict.
他们也在自己的骄傲和冲突上跌倒。
And they have failed in having a harsh, judgmental spirit toward those who are lost.
他们对于世上的人却是一颗刚硬的心，他们也跌倒了。
And those are the 12 who've been with Jesus for 3 years.
可是这些人却是跟随了耶稣三年的门徒。
What's Jesus to do?
那这个时候耶稣还能做什么？
Chapter 10, verse 1.
我们来看第十章第一节。
The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places he planned to visit.
这事以后，主又设立72个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他前面，往自己所要到的各城各地去。
Jesus had problems with 12, so what does he do?
耶稣基督十二个人都还出了问题，他怎么办？
He invites 72 more messy people into his work.
他邀请了72个这些还很混乱的人来与自己同工。
And then sends them out to carry the good news of the kingdom to others.
还是把他们差遣出去，要将神的福音带给其他人。
These are the kind of people that Jesus uses?
耶稣基督真的用这样的人吗？
Could Jesus then use me?
那耶稣基督可不可以也用我呢？
Could Jesus use you?
会不会也用你呢？
Let's look at a few passages in the rest of the New Testament.
我们再看看新约里边其他的经文。
And let's remind ourselves of how Jesus does work in us so he can use us.
我们要记得耶稣基督怎么样在我们里面来做工，这样他才能够使用我们。
I want you to see that Jesus always establishes the relationship.
我希望大家看到耶稣基督总是先把关系建立起来。
And that relationship is based totally on what he has done.
这样的关系完全取决于耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And then he begins to work in us and changes.
然后他在我们里边做工来改变我们。
So Romans 8 verse 15.
我们来看罗马书第八章十五节。
And again, there could be a whole sermon preached on any one of these verses.
这里边的每节经文都可以讲一个完整的道。
I'm just trying to focus us on this one idea.
但是我这里只跟大家提一点。
What is it that Jesus does in us to make us useful in his family?
耶稣基督在我们心里边做了什么，好使我们能够成为被他使用的人。
Paul writes in Romans 8:15.
罗马书八章十五节，保罗说。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear.But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
Christ makes us part of the family of God.
耶稣基督使我们成为神家族里的一员。
He says, "I died to forgive you."
耶稣说，我死。
And that my forgiveness and my death on the cross then adopts you into the family of God if you believe in me.
因为我的死，我的饶恕，你就可以成为神家庭的一员，只要你相信我。
And then notice that later in the book of Romans, Paul says this in Romans 12.
接下来在罗马书的第十二章，保罗又说，
I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God,Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So he says, first, Christ has adopted you into the family.
首先他说，因着耶稣基督，我们已经成为神家里的人。
That is a settled and completed work.
这项工已经完成了。
Now, choose to live your life as set apart for worship to Him each day.
那我们现在要过的每一天就是要让自己分别出来为神而活。
I have two children.
我有两个小孩。
A daughter who is 33 and a son who's almost 29.
女儿33岁，儿子快29了。
And when they were growing up, they were good children.
他们小时候都挺听话。
But they were not perfect.
但他们并不完美。
But you know, I never would have said to them, Oh, you have not been good, therefore now you cannot be in the family.
我从来没有对他们说过这样的话。你不够好，所以你不能够成为这个家里的一员。
They are my children, and that is unconditional that they are to be accepted into my family.
他们是我的小孩，因此他们是无条件的，是这个家庭的一员。
And that's exactly what God does with His children.
神给他儿女所做的就是这样。
He said, "You are adopted based on what Jesus has done for you, not what you have done."
他 他说因为耶稣基督为你做的而不是你做了什么你能够成为我家里的儿女
And then he says now as an accepted and cherished one in my family now we will begin to work on your life being a spiritual worshipful beautiful life
你既然已经被接纳成为神家里边的啊被真实的一员那么现在我希望你们的生活是圣洁的
So how does Jesus work in us to make us people he can use? Let's look at another passage.
那耶稣基督怎么样在我们里面做改变的工作使我们能够被他所用呢我们再看另一段经文
He always loves and then he trains.
他爱我们然后他训练我们
Titus 2:11-15And even though this is one of my favorite passages, I'll just focus on just a part of the passage.
这是我最喜欢的经文之一，但是我也只是集中讲一点。
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people.
因为神救人的恩典已经显明出来。
Training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions.And to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Notice that the first clause, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation.
大家注意看第一节，他说神的救恩已经显明出来。
That's Titus's way of talking about Jesus.
提多就是这样来讲耶稣。
Jesus was all of the grace of God making an appearance in the flesh.
耶稣基督就是神将他的恩典用肉身的形式显现在我们面前。
He was bringing salvation as a gift for all people.
他给我们的救恩是一个礼物，是给每个人的。
And then, to those who received it and believed it, unwrapped it, received it,
对那些已经接受这个礼物的相信他的人
Then he begins to train us and change us
他就教训他们
Jesus says over and over I love you
耶稣基督一再地说我爱你们
I do not love you if you do certain things
我并不是因为你做了什么才爱你
I do not love you because you do certain things
不是因为你做什么我才爱你
I do not love you because you promise to never fail.
我不是因为你跟我保证再也不会跌倒才爱你。
I do not say to you, I'll love you only if you give the right answers.
我不是说只有你说对了我才会爱你。
I love you in Jesus alone.
我就是在耶稣基督里边爱你。
For God so loved the world he gave.
因为神是这样的爱这个世界。所以他赐给我们
And then out of that accepted, unconditional love, he begins to train us.
先有这样的无条件的接纳的爱，然后他才教训我们。
We do not have to change to earn God's love.
我们不需要改变自己去赢得神的爱。
We just receive it.
我们就是接纳神的爱。
But then he loves us too much to leave us.Without changing us and training us.
但是神是这样的爱我们，他不会把我们丢下不管，他需要来训练我们，改变我们。
Let's look at one more passage from Ephesians.
我们再看以弗所书的一段经文。
How does Jesus make us people he can use?
看看耶稣基督怎么样啊，能够用他所用的人。
God always accepts us and then he corrects us.
他接纳我们然后再纠正我们
Ephesians 1:3
以弗所书第一章三节
All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us notice that's past tense who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气请大家注意这个赐给是过去时已经赐给
When the writer says we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing
当保罗说我们、啊、已经接纳到天上各样属灵的福气的时候
He is using the language of one receiving an inheritance.
他是讲到我们，他是好像一个已经接纳了这个的人来说的。
That a child is blessed by the parent and given a blessing, an inheritance.
一个小孩得到父母的祝福，他接纳这个祝福的礼物。
And he's saying that the Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, and it's all because of Christ.
他说父神给我们天上的各样属灵的福气，完完全全是因着耶稣基督。
We are perfectly accepted in Christ.
在基督里，我们是完全的被接纳。
But then notice what he says later in the letter in Ephesians 4.
但是在后来的第四章，保罗又说。
And verse 1.
第四章的第一节。
Therefore, I, a prisoner,For serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God.
我们要与蒙召的恩相称，因为呼召我们的乃是神。
And then he goes on to describe this life.
然后他接着向我们描述这样的一个生活。
Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
How does Jesus prepare us?
基督是如何的预备我们？
My desire would be that you would leave today.
我的心愿是当我们今天离开这里的时候，
Not filled with self-confidence.
我们的心里不再有自信，
But filled with Christ confidence.
而是有在耶稣基督里的信心。
That God says, I love you.
神说，我爱你。
I have given you a relationship with me through Jesus.
神说，借着耶稣基督，我和你之间已经建立了关系。
Rest in that relationship.
愿你在这个关系里得到平安。
Be at peace.
愿你有平安。
And then now know.That I am the one who has put my Holy Spirit in you, and that I want to work in you and through you.
你要晓得，是我把圣灵放在你的心里边，我会降在你的心里边做工。
In a world that is lifeless, I want you to live as those who have life of God.
这个世界是没有生命的，然而我希望你们是有在耶稣基督里的新生命。
In a world of death and brokenness, I want you to live lives.Of power and wholeness.
这个世界充满了死亡和罪，然而我希望你们的生命里边有能力，有圣洁。
I want you to be people who have received good news of great joy.
我希望你们是接受这个好消息的人，心里充满喜乐。
And then I want you to go out and take that good news to all people.
我希望你们把这个好消息带给其他的人。
I can use you.
我能够用你。
Even when you don't have it all correct and right.
尽管你不知道所有的对和错。
I can use you when you don't make 100 on the Bible test like Peter.
就算你像彼得一样圣经考试不能得满分，我也能够用你。
I can use you even when you struggle at times with your pride and motives.
尽管有时候你为自己的骄傲和动机挣扎，我也能够用你。
I can even use you if you struggle with being judgmental and critical.
尽管你是论断的，是对人尖利的，我也能够用你。
That's how great the love of God is.
这就向我们显明了神的爱是多么的伟大。
That's how great the death of Jesus on the cross is.
这就是耶稣基督在十字架上的死是多么的伟大。
And that's how great my resurrection life that I give to you.Is in Christ.
这就是我在耶稣基督里边得到那个复活的生命所给你的，是多么的伟大。
That means that this week, as you leave this place,
也就是说，这个星期当我们离开这里的时候，
and we see someone who needs forgiveness.
We
see someone who needs love.
有人需要被爱。
We do not step back in fear.
我们不会因为恐惧站到一边。
And we say, oh, I sure wish that pastor was here so that God could use them to help this person.
我们就站在一边说，哦，牧师在这儿，牧师可以去爱这个人。
I sure wish that somebody who has been to, had more training than me could be here so God could use them.
啊，有人他比我受的神学装备更多，神可以用那个人。
If God allows you to be close to a person,
如果神允许你接近一个人，
then God wants to use you.
那神也就是希望用你。
It may be a child.
可能那个人是小孩。
It may be a family member.
可能是你家里的一个人。
It may be a person at work who's very difficult to be around.
或者是你工作当中很难相处的一个同事。
It may be somebody whose skin is a different color than your own.
也许是你的跟你肤色不同的一个人。
It may be someone who their view of the world is very different from you.
可能是一个和你世界观不同的人。
But Jesus says, if I have allowed them in your circle, I want to use you.
但是耶稣基督说，既然我把这些人带到你的生活当中来，那是因为我要用你。
Are you willing to step out trusting in Christ?
你愿意这样迈出去相信耶稣基督吗？
Saying, Jesus, you can use someone imperfect like me.
你愿意说，耶稣基督，你可以使用像我这样一个不完美的人。
Your Holy Spirit is in me.
你的圣灵在我心中。
I will step out.
我就会站出去。
To show them the love of Jesus.
向世人表明神你自己的爱。
And to give the good news of Jesus.
把耶稣基督的好消息带给其他人。
And believe that you are powerful enough.
我相信你有足够的能力。
To even use me.
来使用像我这样的人。
Perhaps there's no greater act of worship.
也许最好的敬拜。
That would say that you really believe that Jesus rose from the dead and you're going to celebrate it next Sunday.
就是我们真的相信耶稣基督已经从死中复活，我们将要庆祝。
Than to believe that this week,
最好的敬拜就是这个星期。
That resurrection power can flow through you to others.
那种复活的能力能够借着我流向其他人。
So I will not live in fear.
所以我不再有惧怕。
Will you join me in living this week in Christ's confidence?
大家愿不愿意和我一起，接下来这个星期，我们凭着在耶稣基督的信心来生活。
That he can use you.
他能够用你。
Amen.